Insurance is broken on several levels. It's costly, it's complicated, it's full of exclusions and loopholes. But here comes Cork, which promises a solution to the insurance mess by paying MSPs directly when security incidents occur. Now, might Cork be able to help your MSP? Does it eliminate the need for insurance? We're about to find out as we sit down with Nick Wolf, Director of Partner Acquisition at Cork. Listen up. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Technology Bradcast. I'm Brad Gross, your favorite MSP attorney and counsel to thousands of MSPs nationwide. I'm glad you're here for this special episode of the Bradcast because we're going to explore the issue of MSP warranties. Now, MSP warranties are different than insurance in several ways. They promise cash payouts within days, sometimes within hours of security incidents. As long as your security stack is monitored by the warranty company, there are virtually no exclusions to payouts. Coverage is a fraction of what insurance companies charge. So, you know, hearing all this, I thought, this is something I need to explore. I need to know more about this. So I asked Cork, the most popular warranty solution provider, to explain these things. Nick Wolf, Director of Partner Acquisition at Cork, gladly took up the request. So you're going to hear that interview in just a few moments. Before we get to that, I want to remind Bradcast listeners, I'll be giving a free workshop at the MSP Community Minds event in Nashville, Tennessee on April 17th and April 18th. If you're in the area and want to attend for free, message me on LinkedIn, drop me an email, I'll hook you up. Also, I'll be presenting at the ASCII Taste of Success event in New Orleans on April 25th. So, if you're in the mood for some Cajun food, you want to learn how to make your agreements bulletproof, you'll join me in New Orleans. Is that how they say it out there? I say it New Orleans, and they say it New Orleans. You'll join me in New Orleans on April 25th. Message me for information. I'll get you hooked up with an invitation for that as well. One more thing. MSP Terms is in production and promises to be one of the most efficient and cost-effective ways to create, manage, access, update, and offer your customers access to your customer-facing documents. It will also be filled with lots of educational articles, videos, marketplace offers for subscribers. I'm just about to give some updates about that platform, but to get those, you need to go to mspterms.com, sign up to get emails as updates come out. So go do that. I'm looking forward to giving you those details real soon. Now, sit back, take a listen to my candid conversation with Nick Wolf from Cork. You're gonna learn a lot. Okay, so everyone, we welcome Nick Wolf, Director of Partner Acquisition at Cork, to the Bradcast. Hi, Nick. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I am glad that you took the time to chat about Cork and warranties because there's a lot of confusion. Insurance is confusing. People don't know if they have the right insurance, whether they have coverage, and so on. So it's a confusing topic. And now here comes Cork, tackling that solution with another solution, but they're focused on warranties. So I want to chat a little bit about that. Insurance is broken, for sure. Tell me about Cork's position and what it's trying to solve for with regard to insurance coverage or lack of insurance coverage.
Yeah, sure thing. So Cork is a cyber warranty offering that MSPs could resell to their end user customers without the need of a brokerage license or anything like that. In a lot of cases, Cork ends up becoming supplemental coverage to cyber insurance, or for micro small businesses, we could also be alternative coverage. But, you know, ideally, an SMB will have both, but we know that's not the case in many areas, since about a third of SMBs out there can't even qualify for cyber insurance to begin with.
So Cork launches back in early 2023. They immediately announced some partnerships with Barracuda, River Run. I think you guys just most recently engaged with Lion Guard. So you're really moving and shaking. The appeal to it, I think, is twofold. And I want to talk about that for a moment. It's not just coverage for the MSP, but MSPs, I think you just said, Nick, MSPs can actually sell this warranty, or offer, I should say, this warranty to their own customers, right?
Correct. Yeah, the main idea of Cork is that they're reselling the cyber warranty to their clients to give financial protection to their clients while also increasing their monthly recurring revenue right now. Because in a lot of areas, MSPs are in a tough spot dealing with cyber insurance questionnaires. Most of the time, yeah, they might help their clients fill it out, but they're not really making money on filling out that cyber insurance questionnaire. You know, maybe they're doing it for free if they're an MSP customer and they're utilizing the MSP's tech stack, but there's really no money for the MSP to be made in regards to cyber insurance, because typically that relationship is dealt directly with the insurance broker and the end user. With a warranty, you're able to resell this to offer clients financial protection while also making a good amount of revenue for your own MSP in the process. Essentially, what we see a lot of MSPs doing is they're baking Cork into their costs in their cybersecurity tech stack to make their clients more sticky. So they're approaching their clients and going, "Hey, Mr. Client, we're so confident in the backup solution we picked out for you, the EDR solution we picked out for you, the MFA solution we picked out for you. We are so confident in that tech stack that we're going to back it by a cyber warranty for hundreds of thousands of dollars powered by Cork should any of those components fail."
So how does it work?
Yeah. So essentially what we do here at Cork is we developed an inside out approach, meaning that we're able to look at the MSP's cyber technology stack in real time by tying into the APIs of that tech stack. So we're going to integrate with the MSP's RMM tools, EDR tools, email security tools, MFA tools, security awareness training tools, backup tools, et cetera. And because we're integrating with the APIs, we're able to determine the security posture of the end users in real time. That's why I don't need to send a lengthy cybersecurity questionnaire to the client, which is 40 pages long. You know, do you have EDR installed? Do you have MFA installed, et cetera? I don't have to send out that security questionnaire because I'm able to see in real time that, yeah, customer XYZ has Sentinel One deployed on all their endpoints, Duo MFA deployed on all their users.
Well, you know, because you're the MSP that's supplying it, right? The MSP knows this because they're the ones doing it.
Yep, the MSP is the one that's supplying it. And because that end user is working with that MSP in turn is able to give us the API keys to tie in and really get a heartbeat in real time to the security posture. Whereas typically with cyber insurance, what happens is the MSP or the end customer will fill out that security questionnaire on day one saying that, you know, yes, let me check that box that MFA is installed. Let me check that box that EDR is installed. But if any changes or drifts in configurations happen in the future where, you know, a client adds a new machine, but it doesn't have EDR on it, the insurance provider isn't made aware of that. And that's a lapse of coverage. That is why about a third of cyber insurance policies end up having their claims denied, because the cyber insurance provider is not looking at the data in real time. Whereas with us over here at Cork, we're able to see that data in real time.
So you are, just to back up a bit, what you do, what Cork's, I guess, advantage is that they connect directly to the customer system, right? Performing an internal scan, I guess, in real time. And based on that, there's never, or at least there shouldn't be any doubt about whether something exists in the environment. Does EDR exist, right? Has MFA been implemented? You know, because it's a real-time scan.
Correct. Right? The APIs are giving us the data in real time.
So let's talk about that for a moment, because you brought up a really good point. You said that should something fail or not be present under traditional insurance, you know, in the underwriting process or the due diligence for coverage, they are going to find that out and say, oh, you know, this was supposed to be implemented. This was supposed to be installed and it wasn't. No coverage. Your process eliminates or largely eliminates that possibility, because you'll know immediately if something disappears, EDR, MFA, and so on. Okay. And that's the advantage, one of the big advantages Cork has. But let me ask you a couple of questions about it. So there's a baseline posture, I assume that an MSP will have, or Cork will begin to monitor at the outset, right? There's a baseline. Okay, this is your security stack. You're using this vendor, that vendor, this vendor, right? Okay. Now, what happens if that stack changes? Because as we know, there are a lot of solutions out there, and sometimes clients' needs change. So the vendors will change. How does that impact the warranty covered?
Yeah, great question. So in order to get a Cork warranty, there's a couple bare minimums that you absolutely need in order to, you know, get Cork. And that is, you need to have some form of RMM deployed on the client's machine.
Now, does it matter which one?
We're vendor agnostic. So I don't care if it's Datto or Ninja or Say or ConnectWise. It doesn't matter. We're vendor agnostic. We're just tying into the API. So the client needs, number one, some form of RMM deployed on the machine. Number two, they need some form of EDR. And again, we're vendor agnostic. It could be Webroot, it could be SentinelOne, it could be Huntress, you know, what pick and choose your flavor, it doesn't matter.
There's no minimum requirement for the EDR, because again, like you said, there are a lot of flavors of EDR. Does Cork step in and say, this one's better than that one, so we're going to give you a better deal, or no?
Nope, we just need some form of EDR. Again, there's MSPs out there that say Webroot's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and there's other MSPs that, you know, are fans of Carbon Black or CrowdStrike or SentinelOne, you know, so really, you know, it's sure. Up to the MSP to pick and choose, you know, what vendor is best for their specific stack, because in most cases, we're going to work from all. So you need RMM, you need EDR, you need MFA deployed, and then you need backups on physical servers. As long as you have those four things, you're going to be able to instantly qualify for a Cork warranty. And the components can change. So if you start off at SentinelOne today, but you want to migrate over to Bitdefender or Malwarebytes or Webroot, that's totally fine. Same thing for your backups. If you're a Datto backup shop today and you're switching over to Veeam or vice versa, that's fine by us as well.
So let's say that we have that stack. It might change from time to time, but like you said, you're agnostic, so it doesn't really matter who they go to. But let's say one of those vendors or one of the solutions disappears. Let's say for some reason they take off or they disable MFA. How does that impact the warranty?
Yeah, so great question. So one of the advantages of our inside-out approach and seeing the data in real time is we're able to proactively alert MSPs to any sort of lapses or gaps in coverage for the warranty. So for example, the other day, this happened last week, we had a new customer come on board and they had Ninja RMM at all their endpoints. And they noticed that one of their clients had, you know, 35 endpoints of Ninja on it, but only 30 of those 35 endpoints had SentinelOne installed. So for whatever reason, there was five endpoints that didn't have an EDR solution installed. Well, under the Cork warranty, we would consider that a lapse of coverage, since all of those endpoints need to have some form of EDR installed. So we were able to alert the MSP to sort of fill the gap in, make sure EDR is installed on those endpoints to get them protected. So with us,
What would have happened if between the time that you notified the MSP of the situation and the time that they remediated it, let's say it took a day or two, there was an incident, impact the warranty?
Yeah, so we offer 72 hours for MSPs to fill in the gap and reinstall that MFA or that EDR tool, whatever's causing the lapse of coverage. They have 72 hours to fix it, and they'll still be covered during an attack. If weeks go by and we've already alerted you and an attack originates on that machine, you're not going to be covered by the warranty anymore if the attack originates on those machines. Mm-hmm. But again, as long as you get it fixed within the 72 hours, we'll still be able to provide the financial payout. Now, if EDR is installed and MFA is installed, and for whatever reason, an attack still gets through, again, business as usual there, we're still going to provide a financial payout in those scenarios as well.
Okay. So the inside-out approach really seems to me to be the linchpin of Cork, right? As opposed to the outside looking in, right? Outside in where a claim is filed. That's the traditional insurance model, right? You file a claim, insurance gets it, then they from the outside look in to see what happened. You're starting from the inside looking out. All right.
Specifically for MSPs. Yeah, this product is specifically designed with MSPs involved and in mind. That's sort of our bread and butter here at Cork, is working with the managed service providers.
So here's my question. One of the features of Cork is that it can tell you, as far as I understand, it can tell you if there's an issue that exists that could lead to a loss, in real time, right? That's why it's monitoring. It could say in real time, hey, this situation exists. Not, and what I'm talking about is not necessarily a missing part of the stack, right? Let's say an MSP meets its minimum requirements. Okay, it has EDR, it has MFA, it has XDR, it has whatever you need it to have. And the system picks up that there is a vulnerability. Is the MSP required to act on that vulnerability?
They are not, but again, for proper cyber hygiene and security posture, they absolutely should. So for example, a couple weeks ago, there was that Screen Connect vulnerability. And because we're tying into the endpoints through the API integrations of the RMM, we were able to determine which of those endpoints our clients had the Screen Connect vulnerability on. And we proactively reached out to them saying, hey, you know, your client has this endpoint vulnerability on it. You really should get that removed, patched, updated, do whatever you can to protect your client before an attack happens. Now, if an attack still would have occurred, yeah, the warranty is there. But think of us a lot like a check engine light on a car, right? We want to alert the driver of the vehicle. We want to alert the MSP before an attack ever happens, before an accident ever occurs.
No, makes sense. But there's not, again, as long as those minimum requirements are met, there's not going to be some ancillary side issue that might be there where Cork says, ah, see this? We told you Screen Connect was on that computer. Now we're not providing coverage. That's not how Cork works. Is that what I hear you saying?
My knowledge, correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, tell me about this. Should we have insurance? Has Cork eliminated the need for insurance?
No, absolutely not. So in an ideal world, all SMBs should have cyber insurance alongside a cyber warranty, as cybersecurity needs to be a multi-layered approach to preventing cyber attacks and financially recovering from them. However, for SMBs, the problem with cyber insurance is the cost and complexity of obtaining a policy, as well as the misalignments of incentives between the cyber insurers, the SMBs that get the policy, as well as the MSP that's in the mix filling out those questionnaires. I would say that the main advantage of Cork's cyber warranty over traditional cyber insurance is that it could be directly resold by MSPs to their clients. So that means they're getting compensated for their time. No third-party brokers are involved. So this is going to make the process of obtaining financial protection against those cybersecurity threats.
You figured out a way around that insurance regulatory paradigm.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. Allowing MSPs to now sort of sell, or like you said, build in the price of this by calling it a warranty and acting differently, like you just said, from the inside out.
Exactly. With no brokers being involved, this gives us the ability to have real-time monitoring with no deductibles, no security questionnaires. The policy could get up and running in a matter of minutes. And most importantly here, we're providing the financial payout coverage in a matter of hours. So your clients aren't going to need to wait months, you know, through a cybersecurity insurance auditor to come in to get their check. You know, we're paying them out essentially in real time in a matter of hours to days.
So customers could, at least theoretically, if not actually, use that coverage money to pay deductibles if it's a much larger claim that requires insurance coverage.
Yep, they could. Yeah, absolutely. So we will pay off the cyber insurance deductible if the client already has a cyber insurance policy. Or the end user could use their funds to pay off their MSP or the remediation services that the MSP might be performing.
So we're not saying here that insurance is not necessary. In fact, I think you're saying it's the opposite. This sort of sits aside alongside insurance. It acts as a complementary.
100%. 100%. You know, cyber insurance is extremely important, though difficult to get in some cases. So ideally, we would love to see this being supplemental coverage to an existing cyber insurance policy. However, if an MSP doesn't have either cyber insurance or cyber warranty and they can only pick one, I would suggest starting with cyber warranty first.
Because it gives you instant access to money, it has the inside-out approach and so forth.
Yep, it's easier to obtain instant access to money with no deductible.
Are there different levels of coverage?
Yeah, so we have two plans right now. We have a $100,000 worth of coverage and another plan that gives $500,000 worth of coverage. So again, that's sort of the cap that we have here at Cork right now, whereas cyber insurance, if the price is right, you know, you could get coverage in the millions or tens of millions of dollars. There's really no limit there, whereas we're specifically targeting ourselves for small businesses acting as, you know, that gap coverage, only going up to a couple hundred thousand dollars.
Okay. Tell me where MSPs can reach you if they want more information about this. You know, they might listen to this and say, wow, I can not only, you know, secure a warranty for myself, it could then pass it through to my customers. It's going to be a great marketing tool. Like you just said, it will increase their monthly revenue. Where do they find out more about this?
Yeah, they could reach out to us at corkinc.com. So that's corkinc.com. So corkinc.com. Or you could reach out to me on LinkedIn, Nick Wolf. I'm very active on LinkedIn.
Great. Well, Nick, thank you so much for taking the time to explain the warranty program. Admittedly, when it came out about a year ago or so, a little, there were questions. It was, how's this thing going to work and so on. But I think that you guys have developed into a mature, fairly robust platform that doesn't, it doesn't displace insurance. It acts alongside of insurance. And given that the cost can be, and I think you said should be passed through, built in, baked into the cost that you're offering to your customers, I don't see a downside.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. And we're happy to be working with all the early adopting MSPs that joined us last year. And, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're onboarding new MSPs on a daily basis here.
Great. Nick, again, thanks for joining us. And anyone have any questions, reach out to Nick. I'm sure he'll be able to help you with your warranty issues. And Nick, again, great talking to you.
Thanks for having me on. Thanks, Brad.
Well, that's it for this week. If you want to know more information about Cork and its warranty programs, reach out to Nick directly or drop us a line at brad@bradleygross.com and we'll make the introduction. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you on the next Technology Bradcast.